The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Well, it's election time. Started up again. Both the Democratic and Republican conventions are well underway, and they're making their pitches and making their claims, and we sit and listen to it all. And it really doesn't matter what you hold, what you support, which side you're on. Both sides are working to gain your vote. We might think that the battle is fierce and the politicians are playing dirty, and both sides are saying the choice of the candidate will determine the future of the country. Well, you know, if you study history in the United States, it's always been this way for 200 years. The direction and approach of the country has swung this way and that, back and forth. And it's because we are a democracy. The United States is a democracy. We determine, the voters, who's in office. And because of situations, we sometimes will go more one way or more another way. It started because King George of England made laws and imposed taxes without any input from the colonies. He was raising money, and that's all he cared about, and was not interested in the subjects at all. And so, from that, a government was formed by the people, for the people, with the people. And so we are not really familiar anymore with a kingdom and a king. But you know, the Bible does speak some about a king and a kingdom. Years ago, when there was a king, like in Bible times, and even King George, what the king said was law. It was also the absolute final word. King Solomon said of a king in Proverbs 16, chapter 16, verses 14 and 15, "A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring." I just love those pictures of how it's relating it to things we can relate to. A king. A rain cloud in spring is good because it brings water to refreshen the ground and help the plants grow. Well, that's what a king's favor can do. Yeah. When the king was a good king, ruling with fairness and justice, mercy and truth, well, all was good. But when it was a bad king, seeking only his own gain and pleasure, ruling with ruthlessness and brutality, with no sympathy, then the kingdom was a bad place to live. And you know, all this applies to us today in our lives spiritually. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 has an interesting phrase. "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." It's making a big contrast between that dominion of darkness and the kingdom of the Son that he loves. As election campaigning goes on this year, remember, we have a good, kind, merciful King. That's Jesus. That is, when we trust in him and we hold to him, when we believe in him and we look to him as our wise, merciful King. It's only when we put ourselves at odds against him and don't live as his subjects, but don't trust in him, but only in ourselves, trying to be our own King, that we run amok and into problems. So again, remember as these elections are going on, the kingdom. And as bad as, first, the King George, and as bad as our system might be with the give and the flow and the muck and the mud flying back and forth, you know, we've had 240 years of great peace and freedom, generally speaking. Remember also that Jesus is supreme. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He has supreme control spiritually over everything. He defeated the devil. He defeated death. He defeated our sin. He brings safety and salvation. It doesn't always match up with us as this instant moment, but it will. It does. Shall we pray? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you are our wise, kind King, and that you love us, and that you want good for us. And so we ask that goodness to come to us that you want to give us. Thank you that you brought us out of that kingdom, that dominion of darkness, that dominion that was cruel and harsh like a bad king, and that we are now in your kingdom of light, where everything's clear to see your love and your kindness to us. Lord, help us to walk in that kingdom and be able to speak about that freedom which cost your life, but which lets us be free not to do what we want, but to serve you. Help us, Lord, as we live our lives, that we may live so as citizens of your heaven. We ask this and also ask your blessing upon our country as we are in the process of another election, so that we might live quiet, peaceful lives and serve you. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Oh, I always love to hear from you. And so if you have any questions or thoughts on this or other topics, please write me. You can do so at dave@not-alone.net. Or if you get the email notification of the podcast, just have to hit reply and it comes back to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.